Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from Ezekiel 37, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. Lord Jesus, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts would be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Breathe your life into us once again. Amen. You may be seated. You've had those experiences where you are on a plane or a bus or a train or a car. You sit down and all of a sudden you realize something. The person next to me has really, really bad breath. How long am I going to be here sitting next to them? And how long is this conversation going to go on, or when does the plane land? Because I don't want to be here. Certain scents cause us to want to leave. Perhaps the worst of those odors, of course, is the scent of someone who is dead. And I think funerals itself make us uncomfortable, and they probably rather not be around someone who had just passed away. No one wants to really look at a dead body. And we don't like to really be reminded of our own mortality. And we don't like to think about that reality. Kind of like to be able to fix problems when we have them. Or to be able to just do a little research, or to just talk with some friends or experts and then find a solution. When it comes to death, we find that there's nothing we can do to fix it. It is unsolvable to us. Martha, even in our gospel reading, she didn't like to be around the odor of death. Jesus told her to move the stone. But she said, oh, by now there'll be a bad odor because he's been dead for 4 days. Of course, the 4 days is important because in the Jewish understanding, after 3 days, the person was definitely dead. So the text makes it very clear that Lazarus was not alive. And at our first glance in the gospel reading, it might seem too that Jesus doesn't want to be around the odor of death. He doesn't want to be around those who are sick, those who are dying. Text says Jesus waited 2 days after Martha told him that his brother was sick. Her brother was sick and dying. Maybe he wants to stay away. But yet he goes. And before that, he tells his disciples, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Jesus came into the world. He didn't want people just to know that he had power over sickness. He wanted people to know that he had the power over death. He wanted people to know that he is the resurrection and the life, and that he who believes in him will not die, even though they would die in this body. So for the believer, death is merely like a short time of sleep to be woken up from. So Jesus waits. Even when he hears the sickness of Lazarus, even when he knows the pain that they're going through, he waits. He waits to show us that he's not afraid to go into the valley of the shadow of death. He's a God who meets death head on. He's a God who goes into it and takes it on to demonstrate his power over it and to defeat it and to send deliverance and life. Jesus goes into the valley of death in our gospel reading, and in our Old Testament reading, he goes into the valley of dry bones. The valley where all these people have died and decayed. It says the Lord brings Ezekiel here to this place. Again, not exactly somewhere I want to go. And the Lord goes there. He goes there to give them the promise and to bring them life. It says the nation of Israel represented these dry bones because they were conquered by Babylon, sent to exile. And they were like a hopeless nation. So, Son of Man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean and cut off. In verse 11. And it says, thus says the Lord, I will open your graves and raise you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. God comes to the dead, to the dying, to breathe into them life, to breathe into them hope in the future. It's even a reminder of creation. Where Lily says God breathes into Adam, breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Here in Ezekiel it says, I will put my spirit in you. You shall live. I will cause breath to enter you. We know that word for breath is the same word for spirit in the Old Testament. Literally he's saying, I will cause my spirit to enter you. And you shall live. Just as he did with Adam and Eve. Just as he did with this valley of dry bones. Just as he does to us. He comes to people that are dead. He comes to people that are dying, that are in doubt, that wonder if there's any hope. Comes to them to breathe into them life, the promise of resurrection. Perhaps that is what you need today. If you are feeling dead emotionally, physically, spiritually, sick of breathing in the bad odor of sin, that is the scent of death. Maybe afraid that God won't want to be around you if he knew your sins, even though he does. Is your faith in need of rejuvenation? Do you doubt the Lord's care because of what you are going through? Well, text reminds us that Jesus is not afraid to be with you. He hasn't forgotten about you. And he weeps. He weeps over the pain that you're going through. He weeps over the sin and the unbelief. And he grieves him so much that he was willing to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law in our place, the law that would kill us and make us unable to attain this life. The Romans passage says that Christ fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law, fulfilled the perfection that we needed to fulfill. And he gives that to us through faith. That's why it says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because those in Christ Jesus have the righteousness of Jesus. Those in Christ Jesus have the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul says, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. It is human to doubt. It is human to have pain and to not believe in things that you cannot see. But it is divine to trust in the things that you cannot see. It is divine and a gift to have faith in the Holy Spirit that you cannot see. When we think about even with the Lazarus rising from the dead, there were people that still said, oh, we got to report this man. And it would be the miracle that would send Jesus to his death, convince the Pharisees that they needed to kill him. No, we don't need a special miracle. We just need to be reminded of who God has made us to be. And that our life doesn't come from what we have or a performance record. Our life comes from God breathing into us the breath of life through His Holy Spirit. You could say the Holy Spirit is like our air hose or oxygen mask. Gives us just what we need to live. Without it, we can't. Can you have a mask that gives you nitrogen, or helium, or carbon, some other kind of gas? It's precisely what sin does to us. You ever been someplace that is just has a terrible, bad odor? I remember going to some third world countries and the air was just so bad to breathe. I'm just wondering how people survive. And it does, it shortens your life expectancy if you have unclean air. Then remember how refreshing it is to get back to somewhere where you can breathe again. And you just take a deep breath. That is what the Spirit does to us. Teaches us to breathe that which is truly life. Through coming to us through the Word of God, through breathing into us in holy baptism, breath of life, through coming to us at the rail, breathing into us again that which is truly life. The breath teaches us to set our minds not on the flesh, not on those things that only lead to death and lack of fulfillment, because it's like breathing in polluted air. It leads us to set our minds on the Spirit, that which we were made to do and believe in and to know. It's that same Holy Spirit, but just like He brought Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, He goes with us and brings us to those people that are dead, those people that are dying. And He puts His words in our mouths, just like He is today. And He says, tell them, I will put my breath in you, and you will live. We're not afraid to go around the sin. We're not afraid to go around the dying. We're not afraid to go around the doubting. Because Jesus goes with us. We're not afraid of the grave. Because we know that just as Jesus raised Lazarus, by the same Spirit He will raise us physically to a new everlasting body, a glorious resurrection, and life everlasting. In His name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds firmly in Christ Jesus. Amen.